welcome to Love my body. I'm always in a little bit of a hurry. Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show with your host, Marcia Carnatelli Minor. And it is exciting to continue to be with you on Friday at 5:30. Year after year, it actually has been quite a number of years, and we're very grateful for all of you. And thanks for continuing to support everything that we are doing, from this radio show to the Healthy Referral newspaper. And for those of you who would like to ask us any kind of questions other than what is going to be on the show is a listen only today. And any questions that you have, you would call directly to our guest if it has to do with the subject that we're covering today. If it has to do with questions about Mind, Your Body, and Spirit and how you can be on the show, and how you could be a part of our Healthy Referral newspaper, you're welcome to call 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. And as you know, what we cover are topics that have to do with personal growth, positive news, preventive and natural health, integrative health. It takes in all the spectrums of what it is to live a well, balanced, and healthy life. Today, we are very excited, and I am especially for numerous reasons that you'll hear as we go along with our interview. I have had the privilege to know about Doman International for quite a while, actually through a friend of mine, Diane Phillips, who introduced me to them years ago. And I've had the opportunity to do interviews with different people throughout those years. And today, we're going to be covering something a little different, slightly different, let's put it that way. It's another branch that has started, and I know that Spencer Doman is the chief, as we call him, innovation officer of intellectual development. And I'm just going to go ahead and bring him on. Hopefully he's right there. We had a little bit of a glitch, listeners, and we apologize for that. Spencer, are you there? Oh, I'm not hearing Spencer. Okay, Spencer, are you there? Okay, for some reason, we are still in a glitch mode. I'm not sure what's happening. What I may have to do, and Spencer is probably hearing me, but I'm not hearing him perhaps. And listeners, just stay with us, because I think what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to disconnect and then reconnect. And Spencer, if you are hearing this, if you would be so kind enough to actually call in again on that guest number that I had given to you, although I'm not sure why the connection's not happening. So if you can do that, I'm going to disconnect, and I will be right back on. Thank you. Okay, I am not hearing anything. Hello? Hello.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, and I so apologize. We are not sure what's been happening today, but with the awesome new technology, we expect things to happen sometimes, so we again apologize. And you have tuned in to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, and I am hoping that we do finally have Spencer on the other end. Spencer, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I'm not sure what's been going on, Spencer, but we're gonna leave it. And I wanted to go ahead, and we're gonna start right from the beginning again, because I'm not sure what was actually recorded or heard by the present listeners. We are in an interview with Spencer Doman, the Chief Innovation Officer of Intellectual Development at Doman International, and the web address for them is www.doman.org, and please make sure that you have .org. And we are going to just simply start right into the interview since we're delayed a little bit. But Spencer, I was sharing a moment ago about how wonderful it has been through the years for me to have found out about different parts of the institutes and particularly presently Doman International. And I would like to again acknowledge my very, very dear friend, because she is the reason that all of this exists with our connection, and that is Diane Phillips, whom I met years ago. And so, Spencer, I'm going to just go ahead and begin by saying, you know, Doman International is helping children with special needs that are able to improve in so many ways that sometimes people do not realize this, parents do not realize this. And when I first heard about what you were doing with this branch, and mostly on an international level as well, I was very, very excited. So can you please share with the listeners, how does Doman International actually help children with special needs?
Sure, yeah. So our mission is, as you said, to help children with special needs achieve wellness. And we do that by teaching parents how to create the most loving, happy, and healthy environment at home so that their children can reach their full potential in life. So we teach parents really by bringing awareness to the discoverings and teachings of Glenn Doman. And Glenn was my grandfather and was an author of many books and really known and renowned all around the world for being a pioneer in the field of child development. So what we do is we teach parents the things that he found and discovered, and of course we continue to work to innovate and bring new things into our programs. But of course the mission stays the same, to help children with special needs develop as quickly and as well as possible.
I have to right at this moment say I never met your grandfather. However, I felt like that I definitely knew him. He definitely had an energy just through his photographs with children, that love and that caring that came across. It was just absolutely amazing. I don't know if I quite have ever experienced that through photographs the way that I did when I first saw your grandfather.
He very much had like a Santa Claus kind of look and appeal to him. And he was all about, his mission in life was to help kids. That's what mattered the most to him. And he was very results oriented. He was a physical therapist who was trained traditionally, but what he did was he found that how he had been taught in school to deal with children and people with neurodevelopmental disabilities, that those treatments were not working with his patients. So he was an outside-of-the-box thinker, and he developed his own set of treatments, his own set of programs and activities that could help children develop as quickly as possible.
Well, and this is the thing. I mean, you don't know necessarily about some of the things that we have been, I would say, blessed with to experience through the years of creating our business since 1989. But the way that parents relate to their children is so, so vital. Parents are the ones who are the best teachers.
Yes.
And I remember, you know, reading some of this also, because I've always felt that way through these years. And of course, I've had my three children, and now, you know, there's grandchildren and everything. So it's a very exciting thing. But I have learned, you know, through personal experience that the best teacher is, you know, I know they like to say first, you know, the mother, but it's actually, you know, the parents. And there is that special bond with each parent, the mother and the father, that is similar yet different. And so the way that a child relates to that love, that connection that they have as a natural type of thing, how could anyone else be the best teacher other than, you know, that mother?
Absolutely right. Absolutely. Yeah,
yeah.
And that's what my grandfather Glenn promoted throughout his lifetime. So, you know, he wrote the book How to Teach Your Baby to Read in 1964. And
which is an
ever
awesome
since that
book.
Point,
awesome book.
Yes.
Awesome book.
Yes. Yeah, it's over 5 billion copies sold, and it's been translated over 22 languages, and probably now millions of children have been raised on that reading program, including myself. He really started he created a paradigm shift, right, where he really empowered parents to realize how important their role was in their child's development. And, you know, when he said in the 50s and 60s that children were the most important teachers for their children, and that for children with special needs, that their parents were the most important therapists that their
yes.
children had, that was revolutionary. And frankly, did not win him a lot of fans in the professional world.
I can imagine.
But for parents, it gave them the knowledge and the tools that they needed to help their children become, you know, happy, confident, and capable adults. And, you know, even as you introduced your show, you were talking about how your show is about personal growth and about, you know, healthy and holistic ways to improve yourself. And I think that my grandfather was a very early member of this this trend or this lifestyle of a natural way of improving ourselves. And he viewed it as a generational thing, that if we can educate and help the next generation grow to be better than ourselves, then we'll just keep improving, right? And that was his goal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, Spencer, since you mentioned what you just did, there is a place on the domaininternational.org website where it says this. So listeners, you can actually just please go to that website. It'll give you such great information. But there's one place where it does say special needs, if I can remember this, parents transform their children. You all, meaning Domain International, give parents the knowledge and the tools to help, you know, their children with special needs to grow and develop a holistic, integrative approach. You actually use those words on the site.
That's exactly right. The integrative approach is essential, right? And for a child with some kind of developmental delay, there's no one activity that is going to cure the child of all the problems that they have. You know, development is, as you said in the intro to your show, it is integrative. Health is integrative. And so what we do when we look at a child, we say, okay, what does this child need from a nutritional standpoint, for example?
Yeah.
And what from a physical activity standpoint does this kid need to develop? And then what from an intellectual and cognitive standpoint do we need to do to stimulate them and to help them from an intellectual standpoint? So you have to look at a child from all these different viewpoints to help that child become the person that they're meant to be.
Absolutely. And listeners, we are in the process of an interview that had a little bit of a glitch in the beginning. So, again, we apologize and thanks for staying with us. And Spencer Dolman is the Chief Innovation Officer. I love this title, by the way. Chief Innovation Officer of Intellectual Development at domaninternational.org is the website that you can go ahead and tap into. What actually, I had that one question planted in my mind, I'm going to pull it back out. So what kinds of treatments, you know, and activities do you all work with them?
Sure. So many different kinds. And it really depends on a child and their specific needs, right? Because
okay.
we need to customize their home treatment, because it is a home-based treatment, based on their needs. So like I said, mm-hmm. the first thing that we look at, we know that nutrition, for example, is very important in child development in for all kids, but especially for children with special needs. So sometimes we have to look very carefully at what are the foods that they are eating, because it does impact
yep.
their
yes.
their function and their behavior. For some children, they need specialized supplementation, again, to help them from, you know, so that their body functions as well as possible. We, you know, for many children with developmental delays, they also have physical problems. And these physical
mm-hmm.
problems can range from immobility, where they cannot move at all the way to children who, you know, they might have some slight coordination or balance problems. So we need to create a physical program for those kids that will help them develop in their physical ability as quickly as possible. And, you know, one of the most important elements, I would say, of Glenn Doman's, you know, teachings about child development is the importance of giving a child opportunity, frequent opportunity to move. So from even for a young child, we'll make sure that they get a lot of opportunity on their bellies so that they can learn to crawl on their bellies and then creep and then walk, right? Because these are all developmental stages. And these developmental yeah. stages are important for the brain to develop in the most normal way possible. For an average child, it'll just happen. But for a child with special needs, we need to give them as much opportunity as possible, right? We
yeah.
also know
yeah.
for these children, for the ones who can walk and run, we need to get them walking and running consistently. It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, you know, in school, we know now as a society, if we reduce the amount of physical activity that kids get in school, they're going to suffer from a cognitive
yep.
standpoint, right? If you take
yes,
out physical
yes.
activity, test scores drop, right? Focus,
yes.
concentration drops. So physical activity and cognitive development are very much related. And so along with this kind of physiological and physical approach, we also do a pretty intensive, but I would say a very holistic approach to stimulating the child from an intellectual standpoint. So we believe in joyful learning. So what we do is we teach parents how to teach a child in the most natural way possible for the kid, right? So we teach
yeah.
them how to joyfully teach that child how to read at home, how to do math, how to give them encyclopedic knowledge in a variety of subjects. And it's all about bringing that joy of learning into the home for parent
yeah.
and child to experience together.
Yes, and the word joy is absolutely crucial. The word nutrition, I'm going to back up a little bit, is absolutely crucial. You know the saying, Spencer, that you probably know well, but it's so, so, so true. We are what we eat and how
yeah.
the body utilizes it. And
yes.
if you're not putting in what you need, you know, it isn't going to work. So this is my philosophy, is so many issues out there in this world, not even just with children, but we are focusing on children and special needs children today,
can definitely be linked to not having the right nutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, all the things that come with this extraordinary, amazing body and mind and spirit that we've been given. And if those things are not there, you know, it's like an overused example, I know, but it's so true. You know, if you are driving your car and you're always putting in poor gas, what are you going to get? You know,
sure.
It's
absolutely.
You're not going to get, and you're going to get a pretty ruined car pretty quickly.
Exactly. And what a lot of people don't realize is that the largest number of neurons in the human body outside of the brain are in the gut, right? So
yes.
What we eat directly impacts the way we function, the way our brain actually functions, right? So it's really important for all children, you know, to get a healthy and nutritious diet, and for parents to really become educated as to what is healthy and nutrition, because unfortunately there are a lot of forces that work out there trying there are a lot of groups trying to teach us for their own profit what they think healthy is. We parents need to become educated, and so we are essentially educators. We're teaching parents these are the things you need to be looking at in raising and feeding your child.
Yes, and you know, you are so right. What could be a general knowledge to one parent or to parents versus others could be totally different. And education, and now you're hitting on a word that's very vital for us, because when people ask and have asked through all these years since 1989 when we began our business, you know, what exactly do you do? You know, we say we educate to the public about all of these different kinds of things. It's the education. And I have to remind myself all the time, Spencer, that, you know, these wonderful things that we know and have come in contact with, so often your average person doesn't at all. And so it keeps me, you know, fresh with the realization that, hey, just because you know something doesn't mean the next person does. So that when we talk about the nutritional aspect of things, it just hits so much in deep in my heart, because it's an area that I have been and I'm linked to in numerous ways, in addition to my own personal experiences as a young person. So I have, you know, grandchildren now, and I look, and one of the hardest things, Spencer, can be when you do know something and you're looking out and you're seeing, you know, whether it's other people, but let's just say, you know, family members or your children and how they're doing certain things, and you just cringe because, you know, you want them, and you want them to know, oh, please, please.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's vital. If you can, when you can, not if, but when you can improve, there's always room for it in this world today, improve on the nutrition and the utilization of that nutrition, you're going to have a much happier and much healthier, wiser child. Therefore, adult.
Absolutely. Yeah. And,
okay.
And so I, yes, exactly. And so I think many parents find it surprising when, you know, they come to me and you know, because I work specifically in the Department of Intellectual Development, a lot of parents ask me questions about their child's understanding or comprehension or speech or behavior. And so they're very surprised when my first questions for them are about their child's diet or sleep, right? Because it's
yes.
there. And sometimes they even say, but I want to get my questions answered about this. And I say, well, first, we need to make sure we're setting your child up for success, right? Otherwise, if you're trying to improve your child's attention, feeding that child junk food, it's like running up an escalator that's going down. You know, we're
absolutely
fighting a losing battle.
Absolutely.
So,
And that's why, you know, when people realize and when parents realize what I said a little while ago, which is we truly are what we eat and drink and how our bodies use it. And there is no way to get around it. You know, if a person realizes what an amazing instrument, you know, this body is, and realize that, oh, you know, it is something we need to pay attention to.
And keep in mind, it's such an important part of development. And basically, it's something that parents can completely control. You know, I think that sometimes parents think that when it comes to their own child's development, that there are other forces that are more important than them in that child's health and development, like at school, or in the case of a child with special needs, it's a therapist. But actually, it's the things that you're doing at home which play the biggest role, right? That can set your child up for winning.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I know that we got started a little bit late today, but I also know that we have a spectrum of time that we're allotted for the interview. And I want to, again, listeners, say please go to www.domaninternational.org. The phone number that I have for you, is there a phone number or should they just go to the website?
It would be best for them to go to the website, and on the website there's a contact button, and just button and fill it out. And we have some amazing representatives around the world who will get back to you very, very quickly and help answer specific questions that you might have, you know, that parents might have about their children and about whether our courses and parent training seminars might be right for them.
Right. And I would also like to say that the Healthy Referral newspaper is going to be sharing much more information about Domain International as we go along with published editions that are coming up. And I would love to, and I'm sure what we'll do here is to initiate further interviews so that we can cover just different things on a little deeper level. And I know that the listeners would appreciate that. And I'm excited about the fact of doing more exposure in the Healthy Referral so that our readers, who are, you know, so many different kinds of parents, actually will have the opportunity. So I'm going to plan to give you a call, Spencer, and go over a few things and perhaps some things about this particular interview since we had this glitch. And again, listeners, we appreciate your patience with this. And hopefully on the other end, everything is okay, and we'll see. If it's not, we'll make sure that it's rectified and everything will be okay. So, Spencer, thank you so very much for this time and your patience, and we'll look forward to moving forward in the ways that, you know, we're in the presence of discussing with you all, and we'll go from there.
Well, Marcia, thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're absolutely welcome, and please tell Janet, and, you know, Janet's the one that I've actually spoken to in the past and have done interviews with in different ways, so I appreciate you all and everything that you're doing. I love it, and I'm grateful for Diane, so I know Diane's going to hear this, so thank you, dear. All right, Spencer, we'll talk to you very soon, and thank you again so very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And listeners, thanks for tuning in to Mind Your Body and Spirit, and we'll be with you shortly again. And call us at 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. And you're welcome to go to healthyreferral.com, which is our website. That's healthyreferral.com. Be well, happy, and peaceful. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.